A Lenten devotional for March 4th, 2020, based on 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 to 13, by the Reverend Dr. James E. Davison. Across the Allegheny River from Highland Park, the Roman Catholic parish in Aspinwall, St. Scholastica, contains an intriguing crucifix on the back wall of the chancel. Behind a larger-than-life wood carving of the crucified Jesus, the artist has painted bright beams of light in red, yellow, and white, radiating outward in all directions. What a combination! The crucifixion joined together with the glory of the Lord. Now, I don't usually link the crucifixion with glory. I think of God as glorious, God's creative works as glorious, and certainly the resurrection as glorious. But the cross? Not so much. But then, this image in the chancel reminded me of verse 8 of today's passage from 1 Corinthians 2, with the Apostle Paul's comment about the rulers of this age who crucified the Lord of glory. How could those rulers have missed Jesus' identity? It's because, says Paul, they were looking for glory in human characteristics such as power, wisdom, impressive speech, and noble birth. In short, those rulers expected to find glory in the kind of qualities that all human societies, including our own, have normally prized and praised. Paul recognized that the early Corinthian church was also captivated by such thinking. Hence his reminder in verse 2 that he had tried to counter their expectations by knowing nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Obviously, this striking phrase describes perfectly the need for those Corinthians and for all later followers of Jesus, again, including us, of course, to focus on humility, not glory. But the mysterious truth here, which in verse 7 Paul calls God's secret and hidden wisdom, is precisely this. We are imitating our glorious Lord as we live humbly and give of ourselves for the benefit of others. As we reflect on God's hidden wisdom this Lenten season, perhaps we can recall St. Scholastica's chancel with the link it makes between the cross and the Lord of glory. For me, that means trying to serve with a greater awareness that such service isn't only about showing compassion or meeting someone's need. Whether helping a friend, assisting in a mission or ministry, or undertaking some very minor service, at a deeper, hidden level, there's also a glorious aspect to it, for it means that I'm walking in the way the Lord of glory did when he offered himself so selflessly for others. Glorious God, I thank you that in Jesus Christ you have revealed your hidden wisdom, and you have displayed your power through what our world calls weakness and foolishness. Grant that I too may display wisdom in serving and giving of myself, instead of striving after success or seeking for things such as worldly approval or acclaim. In Christ the Lord of glory, I pray. Amen.